Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO5 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO5.
We're surrounded by innovation. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 14th, 2018, and once again, we're coming to you from Berlin, Germany, and IFA.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As promised, we are once again this year in Berlin, Germany, and once again this week for IFA. If you missed any of last week's three-hour broadcast, oh my gosh, how could you have? But we know, stuff happens. You actually have a life, and you might be busy. Then be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. If you don't already, subscribe to our free podcast, and then you won't miss a minute of any of our broadcasts in the future or otherwise, because we always have a lot to share with you here on Into Tomorrow. And of course, this is our favorite remote broadcast every year, coming to Berlin for IFA. So many things to talk about. Of course, it takes place at the right time of the year, before all the holidays. Opportunities for folks to hear again this week, over the next 3 hours, some of the awesome exhibitors showing some cool new products, gadgets, gizmos, all sorts of things available today and Into Tomorrow. We're glad to have you with us. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. Visit QuietMark.com. And by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit DEXCOM. IFA has an official daily magazine. It's a show daily, if you will, and our next guest is responsible for keeping it jam-packed with interesting info on consumer tech and home appliances and a lot of the goodies that are here at IFA every year. And we were lucky enough to be in the day one issue. Ooh, everybody was like, hey, I read you in the IFA Daily. The editor-in-chief for IFA International is Richard Barnes. Richard, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Very good, Dave. I'm surviving. Let's put it that way, yes. A few days into the show.
That's true. As we record this interview, Chris, my son, mentioned last night at our team dinner, he goes, just think, we're halfway through. Yay. And that's only because it is exciting, but it's tiring as well.
I mean, it's very tiring, and I think for your team and also our team, and I don't know if you've meant that you've seen that, but our day one edition this year was a bumper edition. It was a full 80 pages, which for us is quite a lot.
A big one.
And day two edition was 72 pages. So getting out so many pages in a couple of days for us, that was a bit of an exploit.
Well, and you got to crank these things out like overnight. I mean, that's the whole idea at a big trade show. You have a daily show, a show daily, I guess I should say. And you're taking pictures of things that occurred late yesterday, but they're already in this morning's edition. It's like the good old days of newspapers that actually get the news and get it out quickly.
It's a funny thing. You know, my background before, many years ago now, I was in radio, as you know, and
sure.
the radio background, when it comes to deadlines and getting things in on time and making sure they get out on time, plays a big part here, because people said to us when we were first planning the daily a number of years ago, well, can you really get news out every day that's real news every day? And I said, Well, I've done that in the past in radio, so there's no reason why we can't do it on in a magazine. So,
and of course, that was live, you know. And,
yes.
And newspapers are not. I mean, unfortunately, people talk about print media these days as being history versus broadcast, which in some cases is now.
Yes. You know,
but I get the association. It's kind of interesting, though, that you went from broadcast to print.
To print. I also did a bit of TV as well, so I got into all three, and I'm still doing a bit of other stuff as well. But it's very, very interesting working with print because you can really get into things in a different way.
Yeah.
It's visual. People can hold it and see it, and so it's got its advantages as well.
You get into much more detail in some cases, too. You know, we have short times in radio segments, especially in a case like here, because there's so many people we want to talk to, and we've just got to hustle and get it up and anything particularly different that you've discovered this year here in Berlin since last year that has piqued your interest?
Yes. The thing that really stands out, and I know this is being repetitive because I think people were talking about that last week in your show as well, is the co-innovation. This is the big thing that they're talking about this year at IFA. Coming up to the show, it seemed like a bit of a buzzword, and people were going, well, what's it all about?
Yeah, and it's a fun hashtag, too.
It is.
Hashtag co-innovation.
Now, co-innovation, and when you actually look at what Dr. Goerke was talking about when he got into this, and I thought it was very clever, is that different fields of expertise are getting together with different types of innovation, and that kind of creates a crescendo effect.
Yeah.
And this is really, and what's been happening the last few days, as we've been going around and talking to different people at different booths and going to the press conferences and this sort of thing, is actually that's true. And we're really seeing that happening quite a lot. I went to the round table with IP Park, the CTO and president of LG, which was just after his keynote. Of course, a joint keynote, so again, that was very interesting. Yeah. And I said to him, well, what do you think of this co-innovation thing? And he said, well, this is exactly our philosophy. This is exactly what we've been talking about. And it's interesting that IFA have been the first ones really to cotton on to the fact that this is now how the world is. We don't just stand alone in silos. We depend on everybody else. And we build a kind of an ecosystem around us of different companies and expertise. This particularly also talking about the new technologies that they're getting into, which really require that kind of expertise coming from different areas. They can't develop it all themselves.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Jens Heitecker, the IFA director and senior VP of Messe Berlin, et cetera, executive director, I mean, they're always getting promotions and changing titles, hard to keep up. But he was on the show last week kicking off the broadcast and talked a lot about the whole idea of cooperation and innovation. Therefore, they coined the term co-innovation.
Yeah.
And you're right, it makes absolute sense. And many companies absolutely now depend on that sort of cooperation to innovate.
Mm.
And without it, and networking and so forth, and a lot of that being done here, especially where we sit in the middle of IFA Next, startup companies and new-to-market products, and just a lot of excitement there. There are companies that are just networking with each other across the aisle that didn't even know each other until they came here.
One of the interesting things, and talking about the co-innovation, is our day four edition, which is for the Monday of the show, is we've been putting that together. It's not quite out yet, but normally we do an interview with one person every time, and everybody, when we go to interview them now, says, well, we've got two people we've got to interview. One is from our company, and the other is from the company that we're working with.
Yeah, there's a partner we'd want
to
include.
That's one of our partners, and it's like, wow. And almost all the interviews in day four edition are double interviews, and I went, well, this is it. This is the co-innovation. Yeah. Just a quick thing I wanted to mention as well is the when we hear from the companies, they come and communicate with us at this show, and different ones do it on very different levels.
Yeah. Some not at all.
Some not at all.
And some do a very good job of communicating with us media folks so that we can help get their word out.
Surprise on the day one of the show when there was the keynote from LG. Within less than 5 minutes of the start of the keynote, LG had a press release and photos to our inbox in the mail. And I thought that Ken Hong is responsible worldwide for their PR. And I wanted to give him a pat on the back because I've never seen something quite so efficient. And that also, I think, gets a pat on the back.
Oh, for sure, because there are companies that will typically send out a press release and or with pictures, what have you, after the keynote. But when it's during the keynote, and it only just started. Clearly, they were taking pictures during rehearsal,
yes.
But it all matched up nicely.
Perfectly.
And we all had the much-needed information to move forward quickly right after their...
Very clever, and I think that's a sign of... to me, that's great corporate communication, and,
yeah.
and that's I think that really is something that the others should... try and perhaps imitate a little bit better, because some others have not even communicated about their keynotes or indeed their press conferences.
Yeah.
This really is something that they have to work on.
Well, we'll let you get back to your busy schedule as you roam the show floors as well and continue your interviews. IFA-international.org, still the website we should be promoting.
It is.
Very fine. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, so you can see what Richard and his team are up to on a regular basis. IFA-international.org. And you can see the show dailies there.
It's in a flipbook version as well. So you can either get HTML stories or flipbook. You've got both.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
All righty. And kicking off this week's broadcast. So the next 3 hours, don't miss a minute of it. And if you do, intotomorrow.com. Again, video, three-camera shoot here of all the radio interviews as well, so you can see these cool products we're talking about. Intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from here in Berlin, Germany, and the center of IFA Next on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
From Berlin, Germany, welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We are covering IFA as we do every year at this time. And we hope that you listen to all 3 hours of today's broadcast again. And if you should miss any of it, know that we have our free podcasts available as well at intotomorrow.com. But here's an important part. While you're at the website, be sure to check out all the videos from our radio interviews at IFA, because you want to see these cool products that we're talking about. This Into Tomorrow IFA special, by the way, brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. That's radio to 35,000. And by Dexcom G6, their continuous glucose monitoring system. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit DEXCOM.com. And IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including Dell, Brother, Technisat, Bosch, and others. Stay tuned. Our next guest has a smart robot for your dog. And you would think, well, why does my dog need a robot? I want the robot. Well, it's for both of you, okay? We'll talk about that. The co-founder and CEO of a company called CamToy is Thomas Samtman. Did I say that right, Thomas Samtman? How are you, sir?
Yeah, really fine. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, because, number one, you have a fun product. You have something cool to talk about.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's what we do. On Into Tomorrow, we cover products, gadgets, gizmos, services available today and into tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this fits that category. First of all, tell me a little bit about CamToy, and then we'll get into the robot.
Okay, great. It's a company I founded like a little bit more than 2 years ago when I still be a student, and I make it with a few friends, and we really appreciate doing what we love, because we're like working with dogs and improving their well-being. So it's it's something amazing for us. We had a long story from the CES last year, where we won a CES award to here in Berlin. And and way more to come.
Oh, very good. Well, see, that's appropriate then. It's more to come even into tomorrow. I get the impression that you have this entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah. And you want to do a lot of fun things for people and for their animals as well.
Yeah, for the animals too. And actually, I have a lot of big dreams, and I think we have to follow our dream in our life.
Very good. Now, I notice you're one of many companies in the Le French Tech area.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm part of the French Tech. We're like a 19 company here, and we represent as much as we can France.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great innovation here. I'm working in Paris in a place named Station F. Which is the incubator Xavier Niel. It's a place with 1,000 startups. It's the biggest startup campus in the world. It's a huge place where we love to be, and it's a great opportunity for us.
I like that idea, a startup campus.
Yeah.
So it's really a bunch of companies that are doing some unique things, and you're able to bring them to market. And
exactly.
That's kind of the idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so now, why a robot for your dog?
Yeah, sure. So we created Leica because your dog spends a lot of his time alone at home when you're at work.
Yeah.
So we wanted to improve their well-being, to stimulate them during the day, and to make an interaction between you and your dog while you're at work. And so we created this little robot named Leica. So it's a mobile thing that you have the wheels just under the robot. And we integrated a camera, so you control the robot with your smartphone. You have a live video coming back on it, so you move.
And wherever you are in the world,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah,
right?
If I'm here in Berlin, I can play with my dog in Paris.
Oh, very good. Yeah. C'est bon.
Yeah. So you have this camera, so you see your dog and move everywhere in your house. You can speak to him, and we also integrated a microphone, so we can send you a notification when he's barking, so your neighbor won't be crazy about your dog.
In other words, the robot will sense the dog is barking continuously and send me a notification?
A notification to the application we have, just like a message, like, you know, Jack is want to talk to you because he's barking on the neighbor, and so you will be able to play.
Or maybe someone's at the door, or someone's in your yard, and either way you might want to know, or he's just lonely. Either way,
exactly.
It's going to let you know.
It's going to let you know. We also integrated a treat tosser, so we have treats that popping out of the robot.
A treat tosser?
Yeah, look at that.
Did you catch that, Chris, on video? I just got a treat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So, and he moves around, of course, right?
Yeah. So we can make it move like this.
Yeah, we don't have a very large table here in the broadcast. Center, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It is.
And what is it called? You have a name for this robot, yeah?
Yeah, it's Leica, in reference to the first dog who went in space.
Oh.
Like it was like 60 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have like several dream about exploring space in our team, so it was a good name for us, and we want something like, seems to be like a dog name. Leica.
I think that works very well.
Yeah,
Will the dog, if you got a big one, a rough dog, can they destroy the robot? Because you would like to think you'd have it around for a while.
Yeah, sure.
The dog and the robot.
The dog more than the robot. Actually. We designed the robot that there is no asperity on it. So dog can really like put it in the mouth and chew it. But what is really important is that you have to present the robot to your dog and take the time to do it. Because, like, if you put the robot on the floor and go straight to him, he's going to be afraid of it and, like, run away. But if you, like, put it on the floor, put the treats inside, and make him understand that it's not a usual toy that they have to chew and to get the treats, and it's more like an education tool, they will really understand. So you need to take your time. It really going to depend on your dog. Like some are maybe a little shy, so you have to put treats around it and on top of
to
it.
To really introduce your dog to Leica.
And actually, we also added a nice feature with it, an autonomous mode. So even when you're working, driving, or something like this, we can take care of the dog. So we develop a little tracker, which is just here, that go on the dog's collar.
Oh, so you put, a little thing the size of a half dollar, if you will, for our audience in the U.S. listening, that gives you an idea that it would easily go on the collar.
And
it can track the dog.
Yeah, it's so we can know his activity, like if he's sleeping and we don't disturb him, but we also know when he's running everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
Get on the sofa, get down. Yes. And so we know when to play with him. And the tracker also helps us to localize the dog in the house. So okay. The robot can go straight to him, play with him, and then it go back on his charging station like an automatic vacuum.
Ah, love it. AdoptLaika.com is the website. So AdoptLaika.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit our site. Thomas, you were fun to talk to.
Yeah,
I love
pleasure.
Your entrepreneurial spirit.
Thank you.
You came
Thank
up you. With a cool idea, and you put it available. Is it on the market yet?
It's not really on the market. We run a crowdfunding campaign at the end of last year,
yeah.
So people can still pre-order it on Indiegogo. We're still working on the industrial design. We have a lot of stuff to do about the
But you expect it to be available how soon, more or less?
Production will begin beginning of next year, so, yeah, okay. Hopes to go. Yeah, we're doing as much as we can.
Good.
And yeah, well, next year.
Well, we wish you well, and
Thank
then
you so much.
Next year we'll talk again when it's
yeah,
out.
Sure.
And maybe you'll have a version 2.0 by that time
yeah,
too. That will walk the dog.
Actually, we are already thinking about a cat version because we really designed this one for
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, but cats don't care. You know, they're going to be like, yeah, whatever, do your thing.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, they are sometimes lonely, too. And we will already think about other animals like horses, like stay in the box all day long, or
true.
Maybe animals in zoo, stuff like this. So we have a lot of different ideas, but
Love
we
it.
Have a lot of work to do with this
oh,
for
sure.
now. So.
Well, but keep up the positive thinking and the creativity. Got to love that. AdoptLaika.com. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll see the video. You got to see this this robot for your dog to get a better idea of what we're talking about. And it's available for you now at intotomorrow.com. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
IFA generates major global media coverage, including, of course, us from Into Tomorrow. Welcome back. I'm Dave Graveline, coming to you from Berlin, Germany this week. It's the 2018 edition of IFA and brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. That's radio to 35,000. And by the OWC Thunderblade, for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at owcdigital.com. And by our friends from I'll Call Communications. For small business phones, just tell them I'll Call. Visit islecall.com. Our next guest is here at IFA in Berlin. They're a global leader in cybersecurity products. You've heard us talking about them many times over the many years of Into Tomorrow. He is the IoT threat Research Department from Avast. And if I hopefully don't mess up your name, Vladislav Ilyoshin.
Exactly.
Ah, very good. How are you, sir?
I'm awesome. I'm great.
You're Thank awesome?
You. Yes.
Oh, very good. That's a good sign. Among other things, you're doing some interesting things here at IFA, showing how to protect yourself, among other things.
Yes. We actually showed the demo of how easy it is to hack a smart home for an attacker and Ooh. What can a user do about that.
So you were actually hacking a smart home.
Yes.
As part of the demo here, which probably scared a whole lot of people because they're thinking, wait, I've got some of those devices as well. And they're all wondering what's going on. So tell me how you did that.
There are a lot of devices connected to the internet, right? There are billion and billion of devices out there. And those IoT devices are sometimes not properly secure. They don't offer any security whatsoever. Mm. And we just wanted to show how easy it is for a hacker to get inside the local network and compromise such devices.
And do you think it's because the manufacturers of some of these devices don't care, or they figure that's not my problem, or it's up to the homeowner to do something, or because there's so many IoT devices, the Internet of Things has proliferated like crazy, that they just don't want to spend the money to protect their equipment?
Exactly. I think there are actually a few things why IoT security is not there yet. First of all, is manufacturers, they want to create their own ecosystem. They don't care about other devices. Yeah. They want to create their own ecosystem. And sometimes it's quite expensive to bring security to such devices.
Sure.
Do you remember like 5 years ago, you always like get a new router and you had a little piece of paper with the default password?
Yeah.
They didn't create like default random passwords because it was much more expensive to do. So once it goes from manufacturing to the store, this like one change for 5 cents a piece to change the default password to something random becomes a few dollars.
Wow.
So they wanted to, like manufacturers want to make those devices as cheap as possible. And there is not a lot of push from end users and from the government. So that's why usually some of IoT devices are not properly secure.
Wow. And I think a lot of devices, whether they be routers or otherwise, anything that comes with a generic password, is it safe to say most people don't change it? They just figure, you know, why should I bother? It's a password. Yeah, but your neighbor has it, perhaps, and across the street, and anybody going down the street. And
yes, exactly. That's like a lot of people, what they're doing, they buying new IP camera or something. They put it in their house, and it's there collecting dust for years. Mm. And they don't care. Like, why would you want to remember just another password, right? So one thing for sure is, like, just change default password if possible.
Yeah, at least something that others hopefully can. Not your dog's name or something obvious. Because then you open the front door, and you call, Fido, come home. Oh, let me try Fido. Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, but the thing is, weak password is just one part of the problem. Mm. Another one is unpatched vulnerabilities. You may imagine there is some old firmware in some old camera that is widely popular. There are 10 million cameras out there with the same software that has this vulnerability. And it's very simple to hacker just to get inside. Once you know how to actually hack this device, you can hack 10 million of them, right?
And whether it's watching a webcam that might just be monitoring the baby or the kids in the room, and you don't want other people seeing that, or hacking your router, and now they're in your system altogether. I mean, there's so many of these devices that people just need to protect. And I'll bet you that Avast has a way to do that.
yes, because there are so many vulnerable devices out there. I think there are about 28.8 networks in the U.S. that actually has some vulnerable device, at least one vulnerable device in their network.
And it's probably 28.8 million or billion?
A million.
Okay.
Million networks with at least one vulnerable device inside them.
Geez.
And your local network is as strong as secured as the weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
So this one device, vulnerable device, is actually a door open for the hackers to hijack your network. And that's why Avast actually came up with the Avast Smart Life platform that is actually will use AI and machine learning to block malicious traffic and threats.
So this is software, right?
The platform itself is software as a service.
Okay.
But first initiative under that Smart Life platform will be Avast Smart Home Security. And this is actually a network box that you put into your network.
Okay.
And it will use AI to block different threats. For example, the simplest one will be, imagine you have an IP camera and you usually connect from your office, right?
Yeah.
To see if your home is safe. And then there is something wrong with it. Somebody actually hacked it, and it generates a lot of traffic that comes to all different services across the whole planet.
Wow.
And we will be able to instantly detect that and block that and notify the user that something wrong is with your camera.
Terrific. Well, Vladislav, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and we invite our audience to visit Avast.com for more.
Thank you.
A-V-A-S-T. Glad to have you with us. And we'll let you get back to a very busy show here at IFA.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow, and we continue to do it all 3 hours of today's show. If you missed any of last week's show, be sure to check it all out and the videos, highlight video, videos of all the radio interviews. It's all there for you for the products we're showing and, of course, checking out this awesome show floor from Berlin, Germany. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Voice control is another major player here at IFA. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Our 23 years on the air, 16 or 17 of which have been from here in Berlin at this incredible show. It's the world's largest and most important show as it relates to consumer tech and home appliances, and we're very glad that you've tuned in. This Into Tomorrow special from Berlin, by the way, is brought to you in part by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3. It's the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at OWCDigital.com. And by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. And by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit DELL.com. Our next guest is helping us protect our credit and debit cards and things of that nature. Yeah, do you leave it behind once in a while? We all do, don't worry. Do you forget it? Does it get taken from you somehow? And it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to go through all kind of hoops to deal with this issue. Well, maybe not. Our next guest might be able to help with that. He's the CTO, or Chief Technology Officer, of a company called ICO, Sylvain Cushbaum. Welcome into tomorrow, Sylvain. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Good, thank you. Glad to have you with us on the program. And tell me a little bit about the company ICO,
so,
and then we'll get into ProtectCard.
Okay, so ICO is a company that we found in 2014. The aim of the company is to help people to protect their stuff that they use every day.
Yeah.
So we start with a key, for example, because it's always a problem when you lose your key.
Oh, yeah.
And so after, we go forward and we have created the ProtectCard for the credit card.
So you were protecting keys for the last 4 years. Now
exactly.
You're helping us protect our credit card.
Exactly.
And how are you doing that?
So we have created a little product, which is a card holder, in which you put your credit card, and it is Bluetooth connected to your smartphone.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Basically, you will put it inside your wallet.
So let me describe it. How would you best describe it for the radio audience until they see the video? It's very thin.
Yeah, it's very thin.
The size of the credit card.
2.5 millimeters.
Okay.
Thickness.
The size of two credit cards
exactly.
put together.
Yeah,
okay.
With the card, it's three credit cards.
Okay.
Thin.
Yeah. And then show us what you do and do it slowly so Chris can follow along on the camera, with the camera.
Basically, you will put it inside your wallet.
Where you would keep your credit cards anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And for example, if you are at the restaurant or maybe at the ATM, you will pay something.
Yeah.
You will forget it because it happened to us.
Oh, of course. Sometimes a server may take it away and you've thought, okay, I've paid and
exactly.
you leave.
And if you do not replace the your credit card
then
inside.
Your phone lets you know. And I'm seeing here, which apparently is in French, but I get the idea. It says protect card.
Yeah, protect card.
Yeah.
It says that your credit card isn't anymore in your wallet. So now if you open the application, mm-hmm. you will find the location where you drop the credit card out of the wallet.
There we go. So it's showing us here where we are in the convention center at IFA, and it shows you where it is. You can go right back and say, oh, my gosh, there's the restaurant where I left it or the gas station or what have you.
Yeah, so you can go back and retrieve it.
Yeah, directly. And then when you're finished, I mean, this is just a regular credit card, so it's not anything special. Should I be hiding your numbers here? In case we see that somebody's going to go shopping. But what's neat about that is that you simply put it right back into the Protect Card device.
Exactly.
Again, about the size of a credit card.
Yes.
And it slides right back in your wallet, and you have it.
Exactly.
So now if I've got four or five credit cards, do I need one for each?
The idea is, because it is Bluetooth connected to the smartphone, if you lose your entire wallet, when you will
that's true, not just the credit card. I may leave my whole wallet.
When you go around 50 meters away, or it is a bit shorter in a house, you will get an alert too on your phone with the location.
Good.
So you can directly know if you have forgotten your wallet and go back and retrieve it.
For me, it should say, hey, dummy, you forgot your wallet. Go back and get it. But it's something like that, only nicer.
Yes. It simply says, oh, now you are far away from your wallet.
Yeah.
Did you forget it?
Right. Yeah. Did you forget it, or did you mean to do that? Maybe your wallet's in the house and you went out to check the mail. No problem. But if it's at a store, you're shopping and you left your wallet, that's a problem.
Exactly. So that's why, for example, if you lose your credit card, you can directly call the opposition hotline of your bank.
Okay, so you simply tie that in. If you've known it's gone, somebody took it, and you go back to the store and it's gone. It right away prompts you to call your bank, gives you the number, so you hit the button and you can tell your
you
bank.
You just have to put the name of your bank, and it will retrieve the outline number of your bank.
Oh, very good. It's very handy.
Yeah.
Is this available currently for folks to get?
Yes, it is. You can actually buy it in our web shop or on Amazon.
But otherwise, anywhere in the world, you can order it on Amazon or at your site.
Yeah.
And your website is protectcard.com.
Exactly.
P-R-O-T-E-C-C-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Protectcard.com. Awesome. How much is it?
It's €49.
€49, which is probably around $49 US too, if you wanted to buy it that way.
Yeah.
And each. Mm-hmm. And you would need a separate one for each credit card.
Yes.
Because probably most people these days only carry one or two main credit cards. Because why would you carry them all? That's crazy. Excellent. Well, Sylvain, thank you for joining us here at IFA in Berlin. And continued good luck to you. I love the idea, and keep protecting people.
Thank you very much.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Part of the IFA Global Events. We're in Berlin, Germany at the 2018 edition of IFA. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Our next guest here in Berlin at IFA is introducing multisensory wake-up experience, which that helps because, let's face it, I think most of us need help waking up. And then you add the multisensory part, and it's even more interesting. And now it becomes very cool and techie. I like that part. The founder and CEO of, is it Bicent or Bicent?
Bicent.
Bicent.
Yes.
Is Guillaume Roland.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Glad to have you on the program. You have a cool product that I can't wait to talk about and help you promote. Because as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's an alarm clock, but it's much more than just an alarm clock, because we all hate alarm clocks, right? Who likes an alarm clock? You want to throw it across the room. Not this one. Tell me why. Tell me about your alarm clock.
Yes, this one is SunSolec Trio. Uh-huh. It's very easy to use. You will be able to wake up gently with a fragrance, a light, and a melody. The fragrance is here. It's thanks to small capsules. It's like an espresso machine.
Okay. You put and he's putting a small capsule. Let's see.
This is mint. My favorite.
Oh, wow, that smells so good. So it's a mint capsule that yes. we're putting inside the alarm clock. Just for those not seeing the video yet, just letting you see how or telling you what we're doing. We're putting this capsule inside the clock. In this case, it's mint, and you have several others. And then what do? We want to. So we'll wake up to a nice mint smell?
Yes, very easy. Minute one, it will be the fragrance diffusion. Minute two, a light. And minute three, a melody to wake you up gently. And the fragrance diffusion with no liquid, no alcohol, only dry diffusion system technology inside uh-huh. the capsules. So to wake up healthy without any frustration, without any beeping alarm clock, just the best way to wake you up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, and because it's not, you know, just an annoying thing. It's, in fact, very gentle. It's very nice.
Gradual. It's also very personalized thing, yeah. because, as I told you before, we have other capsules, of course.
Yes, and I made him open one because here we've got tea leaf, tea tree. We've got summer melon. And this one, I said, orange juice. My goodness, first thing you want to have in the morning anyway. So I had to sniff it, and I'm thinking, how on earth did he get oranges in there? Because honest to God, it smells
That's
wonderful.
Authentic, motivating.
I'm suddenly awake. And it is motivating.
Yes, it's motivating. It's different because a lot of people, as you said, just are so frustrated in the morning. It's one of the worst moments in your daily routine. That's why we designed the SunSolec Trio. Mm-hmm. That's why we designed also authentic and motivating perfume. We have also cappuccino for American people.
Cappuccino and, of course, regular coffee, I'm assuming. Smell that a lot of people love to wake up to.
That's one of our bestsellers.
I'll bet.
It's the bestseller in the USA.
Yeah.
We take a lot of time to create this fragrance. They are very authentic. They are refreshing in the morning.
Yeah.
But cappuccino is also one of my favorites.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah. And I'm not even a coffee drinker or cappuccino drinker or otherwise, but I like the smell of fresh brewed coffee, for example. And it does help wake you up. And what displays? We have a little LCD, it seems like, display? Or
yes, it's very easy to use, so okay. No need to have a telephone or a smartphone.
I'm just holding it still for the camera.
You
but
can
if you
have a smart touch button here to program your alarm clock. And after you're all set up, you're all right. You have a wood finishing here in this new SunSolec Trio version. And here is the capsule to put. This is mint, but you have also 12 more perfume.
Oh, 12 other scents that you can use. And how long do they last?
So one capsule for 30 uses.
Really? So you can
month.
Get up for a month using a wonderful smell. And can you interchange them? It's like, you know what? I'm feeling like orange juice. Tomorrow morning, I want orange juice.
Let's say for the morning, orange juice. If you are on Monday before going to work, you have some bag here. You can put the capsule and switch between different capsules.
Oh, and it's a resealable little bag to put the capsule in. Check it out. Sensor Wake.
And
you
put,
think
the
of
other, put the other one.
And are they available now?
Yes, we have a special price on Indiegogo campaign. It's $59 with one capsule free. Uh-huh. And we will ship in November on this campaign. So the product is pretty ready,
as you
can see.
Exactly.
And
how much are the capsules, the flavor or
that,
scent capsules?
One capsule on Indiegogo is $2.5 for 30 uses. And after that, the retail price will be $5. So go to the Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah.
You have special price to wake up happy.
Well, even at $5 and lasts a month, that's not a bad thing at all.
Yes.
Once you invest in the clock for $59, that's pretty cool. And we wish you well. SensorWake.com for more information. SENSORWAKE, just like it sounds. SensorWake.com. Guillaume, continue. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, Dave.
This is a great idea, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, you'll come up with more and more flavors, scents, more for our senses. Huh?
Of course.
Love it. The multi-sensory wake-up experience is SensorWake.com. We'll get you there, too, by the way, when you hit us up at IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from right here at Berlin, Germany, as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.